Hello and welcome to our fourth podcast, The Filthy Few. Hope you enjoyed the V-Festival one just as much as we did making it. We did enjoy making it. I think you could probably tell all the slurs and the funny bits, should we call them, as the podcast progressed. I'm sure you sussed it out. Had a few beers, but there we go. Never mind. It was a wicked festival. Good times, good times. Now, I hope you enjoyed the music too. All the links to the bands are available on our Filthy Few website, myspace.com/filthyfewuk. And you can check out links to them there. All good. Today, coming up, we've got more fresh music from the likes of Stealth Disco, The Tiger Picks from The Wreckage, Nick Pears, and a few other little musical gems. Now, before we move on any further, this little story amused me more than words could say. A Croatian man got a nasty surprise when he tried to get off his deck chair and found his balls had got stuck. Mario, shall we call it? I won't give out his surname just in case he's listening. Hello, Mario. Good on you. He'd gone swimming naked in the sea at the Valalta beach in western Croatia. His testicles had shrunk while in the cool sea, and then he slipped through the wooden slats when he sat back down on his chair. As he lay in the sun, they expanded back to their normal size and got stuck between the slats. Painful. Eventually he called beach maintenance services on his mobile phone, and they sent a member of staff to come and cut the deck chair in half. Nice. It sounds painful experience, that does. Now, kicking off today's show, music-wise, we've got Stealth Disco. They describe their sound as crunk rock, and they're a four-piece unit, friends from Westminster University, who've only just started working together. But I must say, the fruits of their labour sound pretty damn hot. I'm reliably informed that they've almost finished writing an album worth of music for a live set, and are halfway to finishing three more recordings. So check it out. Here it is, Stealth Disco. Music there from Stealth Disco, it's wicked for what they've done, the fruits of their labours, for the short amount of time that they've been plugging away and making music. plenty more to come. You can check out their website via our MySpace site, myspace.com/filthyfewuk. Check them out there. Now, we read somewhere that Mick Jagger started using an auto cue on stage. Now, auto cues are these things that newsreaders read while they're on TV. So it looks like they're looking at you and they're just kind of talking from their heads, but they're not actually. It's all very well scripted. And he's got one, just in case he forgets the lyrics to his songs. And the Rolling Stones singers had the screen hidden in the speakers, and he also uses it to remind him if he forgets which cities he's in. Which is quite funny, really, because I'm sure somebody's done it like, "Hello, Brussels!" And it's like you're actually in Luxembourg or something. Bit of a faux pas, not going to go down too well with the home crowd, especially if you're in a place that's probably quite contentious or something like that, you know, probably like a bit of rivalry with the neighbours you've got. Now, on the last Filthy View podcast, we've been checking out some comedy anagrams, ho 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 and all that. Anagrams of famous people's names. So far we've ridiculed the likes of Paul McCartney, Dave Stewart, Heather Mills and Justin Timberlake. Now it's time for Chunky Rock God Meatloaf. Step up, you big fatty. Meatloaf, anagram for a fat mole. Oh, love it, don't you? Music, moving swiftly on from Beautiful Balloon. They're a Sheffield-based three-piece. You heard from them on our last Filthy View podcast. They kind of said hello, told us their favourite pizza topping and all that jazz, and why the world would be a better place. Apparently, if people weren't allergic to nuts, then that'd be a better place for them. They take the sound from kind of like Chikinki, I Forward Russia, The Strokes, and LCD Sound System. More information from myspace.com/Beautiful Balloon Music. That was Sheffield-based band there, Beautiful Balloon. Now, if you want to check out more stuff from them, go to our site, myspace.com/filthyfewuk, and you can get the link from there. Go check them out. They're pretty damn hot, if we don't say so ourselves. Now, a little bit of a funny collaboration, so to speak, came when we saw Robbie Williams advertised on tour, supported by dance duo Basement Jacks. Now, this is like Jam and Marmite, in my opinion, because the two really could not go together. At first, I was a bit shocked, and I thought about it, and I thought, Actually, perhaps they're trying to be a bit savvy and tap into a different market, you know, for their music and sell a few more CDs. But apparently it's not gone so well, partly because Robbie Williams attracts 13-year-old girls and 40-year-old deluded women that are perhaps more into, you know, spending hours in the house and their husband's off with their secretary. And they've told a radio station that they're fed up trying to win over his audience. Well, no, Sherlock. And they'll never support him again. I couldn't see it happening anyway. And they said there's lots of old women who go to Robbie with their Zimmer frames. So I'd love to see the faces on the people that go and see Robbie Williams when they pull out Where's Your Head At and stuff like that. You can imagine them rocking out to that with the Zimmers, couldn't you? Throwing the Zimmers into the crowd, going a bit mental, doing a bit of moshing and all that. Crazy, crazy stuff. Now, if you're in a band or you're an artiste of some sort, or you're just kind of like an Outer Hebrides family who like to drum on tin pots, you might not have the internet in this case, so perhaps why I'm aiming it at you guys, I don't know. But if you're in a band or an artiste, then get in touch, myspace.com/filthyfuk. Send us a message via the World Wide Web. If we like your tunes, then we'll hopefully whack you on. Now, more great music now from some Northern Mother Crunkers. The Tiger Picks, they're a three-piece from Manchester. They've got an EP out at the moment, In the Stable. Check it out, myspace.com/thetigerpicks. And this is their track.
Don't put the duck in it.
Hello, I'm Marcus from Tiger Picks, and you're listening to Filthy Few Podcasts. Tiger Picks, it's an electro band, and it's music that we'd enjoy listening to ourselves, and music that we will mainly enjoy making. Take like our inspiration for like a really diverse range of like bands and stuff, like modern bands like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and like Peaches and stuff, and then like classic songwriters like Tori Amos and like really like old punk stuff like the Ramones. I think at Tiger Picks the world would be a better place if leather trousers were banned, because it's a big no-no and it's extremely offensive on a night out. Unsigned bands that we're digging. Well, I personally like You Remind Me of Rasputin, which is a Manchester-based band who saw a few weeks ago. And they really stood out as something different, nothing like one of these clone bands that are about.
Take it easy, my friend. Take it easy, my friend. What exactly does he mean? This little guy who stood with me. As I stare to my right on this not so summer night, I'm way too free. And over it seems this night wasn't easy. Seems just too big for me.
First there we heard music from the Tiger Pits. After that we had a little nugget of goodness from Brighton based boys From the Wreckage. Two lads, we think they're on the up and up, with the support of the Subways not so long ago, and also getting some local and national radio coverage. So Filthy Few is expecting big things in the future. Now on the Filthy Few website, on the MySpace, I don't need to remind you of the address, I will be later on the show. There's a link to YouTube footage of Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie being bottled during this year's Harlem Festival. So if you follow the link on the site, you can take it to YouTube, and you can see the moments when Urie was struck in the face just seconds into the band's appearance on the main stage. And it's a bit crazy because you see him hit, and then he doesn't get up, and you know minutes later he's still not up. So check that out. Go and go to the MySpace. Witness it to believe it. Now, more great music from Sheffield-based DJ and producer and label head honcho Nick Pears. The man set up Freak Machine Recording some time ago, and it's going from strength to strength for him. More information can be found online, myspace.com/Nick Pears. First there we heard music from the Tiger Pits. After that we had a little nugget of goodness from Brighton based boys From the Wreckage. Two lads, we think they're on the up and up. They've supported the Subways not so long ago, and they're also getting some local and national radio coverage. So Filthy Few is expecting big things in the future. Now on the Filthy Few website, on the MySpace, I don't need to remind you of the address, I will do later on in the show, there's a link to the YouTube footage of Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie being bottled during this year's Carling Weekend Reading Festival. So if you follow the link from the site, you'll be taken to YouTube, and you can see the moments when Urie was struck in the face just seconds into the band's appearance on the main stage. And it's a bit crazy because you see him hit and then he doesn't get up, and you know, minutes later, he's still not up. So check that out. Go and go to the MySpace site and you can get the link from there. You have to witness it to believe it. Now, more great music from Sheffield-based DJ and producer and label head honcho Nick Pears. The man set up Freak Machine Recording some time ago, and it's going from strength to strength for him. More information can be found online, myspace.com/Nick Pears. We'll be right back.
I think they can overcome the long family fight.
Nick Pears there, check him out. The man's a legend, head honcho of Freak Machine Recordings, and thoroughly nice chap to boot. He's got bookings coming up with Corin Bailey Ray and Jules Holland, so perhaps he'll be in a town near you soon. Good news for strummers now, and we're informed that sales of guitars in the UK have reached an all-time high. Apparently, musicians spent $110 million on electric bass and acoustic guitars in 2005. That's an £8 million increase from 2004. And the Music Industries Association, the MIA, said that cheaper guitars made in China had pushed prices down. So, good news. It was once the decks. Now, it seems to be working in cycles. So, maybe we'll go back to DJs again. There'll be too many DJs. At the moment, there's lots of bands. But it's all good because we're loving the music. Don't forget, you can get full track listings from our website, myspace.com/filthyfewuk. And we've got track listings for all the previous podcasts in our series. Music now from a bit of a legend, London-based DJ and producer Mod Con. He's also London's Quizbag champion under his side project Lie Back and Think of Belgium, formed out of a love of Belgium Dip and Dr. Evil. More information on Mod Con can be found myspace.com/think. 18. Now he's a regular on the DJ circuit, so check him out and hopefully go and check him out on the ones and twos.
Put that soup on the table more and walk out of here.
No.
How much you say was in that bottle?
This much.
ModCon there, DJ producer from London. Great music, and we hope you enjoyed it. Now, thanks very much for showing your love and appreciation and tuning into this, the fourth Filthy Few podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're listening, in the bath, on the tube, in the car, walking your dog, wherever. That's the idea, you know. It's kind of like, I think it's podcast has actually come into the dictionary, or is coming into the dictionary, or so I might have read in the paper not so long ago. Might being the operative word. Now, keep checking our website for the links to the bands that we're digging at the moment, and make sure you keep the feedback coming in. For now, stay happy. Goodbye, summer. Hello, winter.